Welcome back to the Bonanza Boys. Oh, it's been too long. I'm your host and commissioner, Manager Steele, as always, joined by my co-host, Manager Matt. Matt, how you doing?
Steele, I'm doing great. That, as always, was a little bit generous. the folks who listen to us regularly will know that we have fallen off the wayside, but happy to be back, and we're into playoffs, and it's an exciting time to be a participant or a spectator in the Hollywood Hockey Bonanza.
Sure is. Yeah. I don't know about you. I kind of got just burnt out, and then, like, you know, moving, you were busy, my place flooded, you know, it just got away from us, the old weekly broadcast, but we're back. We're excited to be here. Why don't you take us into our first quarterfinal matchup last week?
Yeah, first matchup we're looking at here between manager Brendan and team DJ Zibanejad and manager Matt and team Stash Poppy. And Brendan came in, he was third overall in the league at 13-7-2. And Matt Poppy, 10-7-5 at sixth. He got the last playoff spot, which is kind of crazy. And he snuck out of here, Matt, that being manager Matt Poppy, snuck out of here with a 6-5 win against manager Brendan. I know you were pretty close to this one. I think fielding, some comments from at least Brendan. I'm not sure if it was Matt as well, but how was this, another tough loss for Brendan in the playoffs?
It is. Yeah. Another loss, or, another trip around the sun and no final for manager Brendan again. I'm sure he'll love that one. This one was close all the way through. Brendan was, I think he was leading on the Saturday. And it looked like Matt would take the face-off wins to tie it. But, and then the goalie catch just swung Matt's way. And he on the Sunday had Grubauer in, who let in like 4 goals in the first period on 6 shots. And then got pulled, and because he got pulled, that probably saved him, because the save percentage was 9.11 to 9.07, and goals against average 2.67 to 2.69. So wow. Obviously bad luck to have 4 goals go in on 6 shots, but it didn't end up mattering since he got out just in the nick of time.
Yeah, and that I was watching that Leafs game on Sunday against Carolina, and Freddie Anderson just absolutely stood on his head. Of course you could have put money on it. Everyone plays their proverbial Stanley Cup game against the Leafs when they come back, whether it's someone who a former player or someone who's from Toronto coming back. It's we get everyone's best. We know all about it. But Anderson was great that game, and Georgiev had a tough one giving up that 4 spot against Pittsburgh. Yeah, tough for manager Brendan, but maybe you would take a quick look at some of the stronger performers, I guess. So maybe I'll look at Brendan's team and see who we got here. Eichel with 3 goals and an assist and 18 shots on goal to lead the team. Jamie Benn with 4 goals. Elias Lindholm was out, but it looks like he played last week. So that's just starting today. So did not affect the matchup. Elias Pettersson with 2 goals and 3 assists. Another good week for him, as it has been all year. Seth Jarvis with 4 goals. Brendan, he won goals by 7. Panarin with 5 goals. Holy smokes. A lot of goal production, but more of a Cy Young candidate. The 24 goals and only 18 assists for Brendan here. And in net, Georgiev was actually pretty good overall. 2 games started, 2 wins, a 2.48 and 9.14. And Bob was okay as well. But I mean, with that trio of Vasi, Georgiev, and Bobrovsky, you would hope to be able to take the goalie cats every time.
Yeah. Bob, we weren't sure coming into the season if he'd keep up his playoff play. But if you told somebody that would be their trio, they'd be pretty happy. On the other end, we've got the aforementioned Freddie Anderson, and that 2 games started, 2 wins, a 1.49 goals against, and 9.54 save percentage. I'm not sure if I'm regretting this drop yet. It was so tough with everybody playing so well, but I think scheduling just going to come down as he's still splitting starts with Pjotr. And he got a shutout from Gustafsson on the 19th. So that was large for this matchup with how close the goalie cats were. We talked about Matthews in the chat there. 3 goals, 7 assists, +6, 2 power play points, 20 shots, 31 faceoff wins, 2 hits, and 5 blocks. That was a pretty wild stat line. Adam Fox with 5 points, 8 shots on goal, and 5 blocks. Nylander, 3 goals, 3 assists, 3 power play points, 14 shots. Reinhardt had 2 apiece, and so did Mr. Sagan. So some decent performances there. I wouldn't say there was any super crazy stat totals from this matchup. Like, I guess 34 assists was pretty decent for Andrew Matt. I honestly can't remember how many faceoffs is good these days. But very close. The model thought it was going to be a close one. And you know what? This time the model was right.
Yeah, that 10 points from Matthews is pretty pretty crazy.
You could take his point totals away and it wouldn't affect anything. But yeah.
Very true. Some weak performers on Brendan's team. Malkin with, it looks like he didn't start him on the 22nd game. So I can't fault him there. He would have had the 2 assists. He might have
been a pickup. I can't remember.
Did he get dropped?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Michael dropped him. And then I was like, eyeing it. Do I want to pick him up? And then nobody did for a while. And yeah.
Yeah. Lawson Kraus, just 1 assist and -2, but did have 17 hits. Actually, that's a huge number of hits. That's the most in the entire matchup. So never mind. I won't give him too much flack for that. Svechnikov with just 1 assist and -3. That's a tough look for him. One of his better players. How close were they? Oh, they weren't close in plus minus. Shots and goal, Brendan won by 8, blocks by 10. Yeah, there wasn't really that much close except for the goalie categories by the looks of it. And the tying game started, man. That's tough too.
It is a tough one. And on the looking at Andrew Matt's team, I don't know, like majority of the skaters that are supposed to perform did. And, you know, the pickups maybe didn't have the best weeks, but in net, the Seattle duo. And I really wanted to Cord because of his playoff schedule. Thank goodness that, manager Matt was not in a selling position. But 4 games started between the two of them, a 4.20 goals against average and a 8.45 save percentage. So both of them were equally terror bad. And, almost cost Andrew Matt this matchup.
Yeah, and I will say Brendan lost faceoffs by 22, but it's been so Joel Eriksson Ek didn't play a single game, so that is tough because he's a faceoff machine.
Yeah,
and Zibanejad has really seen his faceoff numbers tumble this year. He only had 15 over the course of 3 games. Whereas I believe last year he was more regularly into the double digits. So, you know, I think Eriksson Ek and Zibanejad's been low on faceoffs all year. He can't say much about that, but Eriksson Ek being out is a tough pill to swallow for Brendan there.
Most definitely. But we wish manager Matt the best going in. Well, I guess MVP, who are you going with?
Man, I probably gotta go with Freddie.
Yeah, gotta be Freddie.
Matthews is
wild, but you take him out of there. He makes a difference in faceoff wins, Matthews. But that's pretty crazy. That's the only guy. Well, I mean, it's not that crazy, but yes, Anderson, great pickup. Had a great week. We'll see if he can continue it.
Yes, sir.
And we'll head into the other quarterfinal on the other side of the bracket between manager Michael and Hurtnikar, Kyle McCarr, and manager Mitch with Oscar Mayer Wieners. this one was not as close and kind of got away from manager Michael earlier, it seemed. Manager Mitch won this one 10-2, advancing to the semifinals for the second year in the row here. I got some strong words from manager Michael on that on his departure. He was a little angry at the world.
Directly or in the group chat?
Oh, directly.
Oh, okay, okay. Because he put some pretty strong words in the group chat too.
He did. Yes, the group chat was a nice vent session there. I'm glad the league is rallying around, I guess, the ABS hashtag. you know, I feel like I've done nothing to deserve such treatment, but that's all right. A little heated. And then he's like, I guess I just need to cool off. It's always tough when you give up some high picks and don't manage to make it to the semis.
Yeah, he had a lot of people injured too. Just looking at a high level, Marner, Hedman, Pietrangelo, and Evander Kane and Nola Chari. That's although Evander Kane just went out, he didn't play against Ottawa. I don't think that would have changed anything necessarily. But
McDavid had 10 assists.
yeah, that's crazy. I was looking at it, I was like, wait a minute. And he lost assists by 5. It speaks to the balance, I guess, on Mitch's team. But for Michael's team, yeah, McDavid, a goal and 10 assists is absolute insanity. Best schedule he could have asked for this week, playing 4 games against Montreal, Buffalo, Toronto, and Ottawa. So it was a feasting ground for McDavid, as well it should have been, and 5 power play points. Although Michael only had 11 power play points in total. But who else? It was pretty Keller with a hat with 3 goals, Brandon Montour with 4 assists, Kale McCarr with a goal and 3 assists, but not too much else. Patty Kane with 2 goals and 2 assists, and his goaltending was all around pretty bad. And I would have said that was his weakness coming in. I mean, Calvin Pickard, Pyotr Kochetkov, and Tristan Jarry do not necessarily a champion make. That's a tough trio to head into playoffs with a lot of confidence in. Jarry really sunk him, to be honest. And Jarry sinks a lot of people.
He's been so bad lately.
He's been really bad lately, but he's leading the league in shutouts. I'm pretty sure he's just he's got 6. He was for a while. But he's like a complete, bipolar type of goalie. He's either going to get you a shutout or he's going to let in, 5 or 6 goals. There seemed to be not much of an in between.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised manager Michael, and I'm sure he looked into it more than I am at this point, didn't try to work the goalie pickups a little bit better to try to challenge for game started or wins. Once he had those early bad performances. But on the good side for manager Mitch, and he had a few here, Anze Kopitar, the deadline acquisition, 3 goals, 4 assists, +5, 2 power play points with 28 faceoff wins. Crosby didn't do pretty much anything this matchup until the last game besides get faceoff wins. 1 goal, 4 assists, 10 shots, 47 faceoff wins. Brady Tkachuk, another acquisition here. Goal, 4 assists, 2 power play points, 18 shots, 10 faceoffs, and hits apiece. Timo Meier finally came alive here. 4 goals, 3 assists, 5 power play points with 15 shots and 5 hits. Theodore with 3 points. Carlson with 4. Lots of multi-point performances for manager Mitch, and it showed up with 20 goals and 35 assists. It was curious that he lost hits after, I don't know, he like seemed like a lot of, obviously with Lawson and Hakanpaa out, that doesn't help. But after the trade deadline, it seemed like that was a category he would not lose again. And then in net, Charlie Lindgren had a great week. 2 games started, 2 wins, a 101 and a 968.
Which is kind of, I was just going to touch on the Charlie Lindgren point because it's a little bit, I was just talking about how Michael should maybe have not felt confident that there'd be a reason to be concerned coming into the playoffs with Kochetkov, Pickard, and Jarry. But then, I mean, Mitch came in with Hellebuck, Lindgren, and Sorokin, and Lindgren was the best of those 3 by a country mile. Hellebuck and Sorokin are both over a 4 goals against and sub 900 save percentage.
I guess you're just taking all my weak players, eh? That's fine.
oh, we're just, you know, we're just going back
just
and forth.
We're back in the booth.
Yeah, exactly.
Just two gals chatting at Bennington's about fantasy hockey.
Yeah, and I've got no control when it comes to those things. It was, I couldn't let that go and then have to circle back on it later. Yeah. I was trying to, you know how it is. Hot. Yeah, and the flow of the conversation. So, anyways, the weak players for manager Michael. Not a ton of like a Pospisil. Can I really call him a weak player? I guess so, with no points in -3, but he's not expected to be. He did have some big hit games, but not expected to be an offensive dynamo. Kyle Connor with just one goal.
Charlie McAvoy, wow.
In Kyle Connor, one goal in 4 games. He did add 17 shots, but finished -4. Charlie McAvoy with no points. Did he? Wow, yeah, he had no points and like no involvement almost. Yeah. Like just did not stuff the stat sheet. Maybe it's that terrible picture of him. How did you see that? The smiling without the teeth. That is a tough look for Mr. McAvoy. who else do we have here? Oshie, no points. That's probably fine. Dobson, no points in -6. That was a big pickup for manager Michael. Yeah. He picked up Dobson and Marner together from manager Neil, if my foggy and rusted mind remembers correctly. And like I said before, Marner's injured. Dobson, no points, -6. The Islanders have been floundering as a whole lately. They've only won 1 in their last, whatever that is, 8 games. So that's a tough time for manager Michael to have to bear those poor performances.
Indeed, indeed. And even like, was that in 2 games for O'Reilly? No, that was 3. So just guys who had been like awesome all year did not continue their shine for manager Michael. On Mitch's side, not too much to report here. Jenner just had the 1 point, but 33 faceoff wins and 14 hits. Although him and Brock Nelson combined were a -10, which
it's always a possibility.
Isn't great. And then, in net, Hellebuck and Sorokin just being equally terrible. But it did not cost manager Mitch any of the goalie categories, which is pretty wild.
It is, yeah. It speaks more to how bad Michael's goalies were.
Yeah.
And the fact that he didn't have any good person bringing him back up. I mean, all of his goalies were terrible, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the truth. MVP, where are you going here? I think I got to go with Lindgren. Just because the points are just not close.
It probably
I mean,
is,
I guess they were a little close assists, but 5 is still a lot.
Yeah, I think Lindgren's a good pick there. 2 goalies back-to-back, it just goes to show. It's interesting how fickle the position is and how much they matter when it comes down to it.
They were both pickups this week or in the last week
crazy.
Or so. Yeah.
That's the call-up who comes off the bench and just, I guess that's a basketball analogy, but scores 30 in the second half. March Madness, you know, it just seeps in everywhere.
I hear you. Well, that brings the wraps up our quarterfinals, and we have an identical bracket in the semis as we did last year, with manager Mitch taking on manager Ryan again. Manager Ryan lost this one last year. He'll be looking for revenge. And manager Mitch, when asked for his thoughts on the pod, was mistaken on who he was playing this week. He thought he was playing me. And he was saying that he needs to win this to buy his plane ticket to Arizona. So we'll see if the boys put the team on the back. This will be a good one. I think the model had them coming in at a tie, but with majority of the categories very close, probably too close to call, some would say. But yeah, who do you have coming out here?
Yeah, this will be an interesting one. Tough luck for Ryan that Demko's out. He's been so good all season. Easily the best goalie in the league, right? He's been like a top 20 player like all season, I'm pretty sure. I can't think of a goalie that's been that good, but
yeah, and the fact that he has zero competition for starts.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it would be fun for Ryan to get through, but Ryan is so down on his own team. He's just like, oh, let's see how far this ragtag bunch gets me. Finished in first in the league at 14, 4-4. But then Mitch, to his credit, he was the biggest buyer at the deadline, I think.
Oh, by far.
Definitely in terms of capital spent, because he's the only one who spent any of his first three round picks, and he spent two of them. So clearly he spent the most, but I think that really, I don't know what the schedule is. It shows him only having 49 games remaining, which he must not have.
Has reset, but it's a tough week. Everybody plays Tuesday, Thursday.
No, he hasn't started his lineups because he has Dahlin and Duclair benched on Thursday. So he has not fully started
one game on Sunday. So this one will most likely be wrapped up by Saturday, although there are some strong Sunday players here. He's got Miller and does he just have the one Vancouver? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it was Brendan who had the two. He's got Miller who can go off. And I don't know, that would scare me, but manager Ryan said McTavish will handle anything thrown at him, so we'll see if McTavish is still on the team come Sunday.
But, we will have to see. Yeah. I think I'll go out on a limb here and say I think Mitch squeaks it out. I think that his buying power overcomes manager Ryan, and I think that the selling of or the injury to Demko is going to be tough for Ryan to overcome, because he's literally been able to rely on him almost every matchup the whole season. Like, and Demko's been so good.
Yeah, I mean, Saros has been on a absolute heater. So we'll
Talbot's been good as well.
And Talbot, yeah. So we'll see. I think this one probably does come down to goalies. Although I know whenever I play with Ryan, it feels like I had the much better week, and he just managed to squeak out the tie or the loss or the win, you know? But we'll see. Either way, this is a very heavily contested semifinal, and it will be lovely to watch.
Are you gonna make your pick, trying to avoid it because you're involved?
Yeah, you know what? I don't want to give any locker room material. My boys will beat whoever steps up, whether it's going to be a replay of last year's final, or if it's going to be a championship bowl in the championship. I love my room. I love my guys.
Doesn't matter who you're going to play. You're going to go out there and play.
Don't matter.
And win. That's the mentality. You're
going to play Nelly Spaghetti Puck.
Trademarked. You should see the logo, folks.
But so speaking of all that, leads us into our other semifinal. Yours truly, Manager Steele, Nelly Spaghetti, taking on Manager Matt Poppy Stash Poppy for the second year in a row. I was able to be victorious last year. This is not necessarily a tale of two philosophies, with, as manager Mitch would definitely embody the full-on trading going for it than I do. But I definitely spent a lot, and manager Matt spent absolutely nothing. So we'll see if that philosophy has his cake and eats it too if he makes it to finals.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the schedule, like what you said, and it's a really tough week for scheduling. Like, I was looking at the game totals, I'm like, there's no way that's right. 49-51. Like, I feel like we're normally in the upper 50s, sometimes like getting into the low 60s and for games played, but and maybe that will change as people do pickups and stuff. But Matt, I mean, if we know one thing about manager Matt Poppy, it's that he does not entertain trade offers pretty much. I tried to sell him Joseph Wall for like a 20th, and he'd rejected it within like 15 seconds, something like that. It'll be interesting. He's always a pretty good drafter in fantasy hockey. He seems to always have a good team and end up in, you know, the upper half of the league. We'll see if he sticks with the two goalie strategy.
Well, he's already made his two pickups. He's already dropped Grubauer, or not his two, but he's already made two. He dropped Grubauer for Ersson and picked up Vejmelka.
Okay, yeah. I was just looking at the totals on, and it didn't show him as having a third goalie.
No, I hear you. It won't show up till tomorrow.
Interesting. So if I click on Tuesday, I see it. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, I mean, I was kind of surprised. I mean, Ersson probably makes sense getting starts. Vejmelka, we'll see. But
versus
it only
CDJ.
Gives him two skate rats in a week where I guess, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't know. There is a nice route that you could take to optimize your streamers, but he couldn't have just gone in with two goalies. So makes sense.
Yeah. And you've got Mr. 6K over there who's having a heck of a season.
He's just been playing last week, but
he's been playing every game.
His
numbers just pure consistency. He's already at 43 games started, and I don't even know if he started the year on the Sabres. I don't remember.
You never knew between
it was Levi and someone else.
Who's their other guy? It'll come to me. But
I want
to
say it was Carter Hutton, but I think it was someone else.
And still having like a 795 save percentage. I know 795 is terrible, but 8 goals, that's wild.
Yeah, that is a lot of goals. I remember seeing that, I think Buffalo was up like 2-1 in that game. And I was like, oh, maybe Tage is going to have a good night. Not that I'm really paying that close attention anymore. And then I saw 8 goals the next morning and I was like, oh, perfect. Anyways, how do you feel about your team? I know you were second, probably, in terms of buying at the deadline with the acquisitions of Guentzel and Rantanen earlier.
No, Guentzel was my guy. It was Rantanen.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of the
Bouchard, Hyman,
Trocheck.
Gudas, and Trocheck. Yeah.
It's a lot.
It was.
It was a lot of buying. Unfortunately, Gudas and Trouba are both out this week.
I'm hoping Gudas comes back. Trouba, I don't think we'll be back this week, but Gudas is day-to-day, so we'll see. I like the guys are performing. Trocheck's been a beast. I will comment, manager Mitch's team had so many center-eligible forwards. It was actually crazy, I meant to mention, but I'm loving my guys. Like, the wingers are great. Defense is, you know, Letang could be a little bit better. He's been a bit of a disappointment lately.
Yeah,
on the perif side even, but yeah, we'll see. I don't want to jinx anything, but full faith in the guys to take me to another finals, hopefully.
Yeah, it's gonna be. You're off to a decent start so far. Don't want to jinx anything, but it's only Monday. Lots of runway left. I'm sure we'll all be watching this with bated breath as the rest of the league embraces the hashtag, what was it? ABS?
ABS, yeah.
And what does that stand for?
Anyone but steel.
Anyone but steel. Luckily, you don't feel that way. You are in it for yourself, of course.
The guys deserve it. They've been working hard. When am I going to have two potential top five keepers like this? You know, maybe it doesn't happen all next cycle. I gotta capitalize while it's here, you know?
I think so. And winning back-to-back titles would be something that very few people can relate to.
Just the pod, eh? Just the old pod.
Man, that feels like a long time ago for me after back-to-back years of selling at the deadline. And
Yeah. Well, I don't know. If I end up having a decent year next year, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what my philosophy becomes, but I wonder, because Ryan was a little surprised on the salt coming from the Calgary boys. And I had to remind him that he had to go back to 2017 for a winner that's not you or myself or Ryan. So that is a long, long wait.
That is. Yeah. I didn't realize it was that long. Holy smokes, seven years? That's crazy. Yeah. And then, and you know, the league's only getting more competitive. So it's
great.
It's more impressive to see, particularly you and Ryan this year, taking the bye spots again, keeping the name of the namesake of the podcast and the league, the Hollywood Hockey Bonanza. There were only four of us on Hollywood Crescent.
Indeed.
When the league was born into existence.
And we're doing our best to keep the average up, although Neil's just setting torpedo after torpedo each year. But with four fourth rounders. I'm going out on a limb. Manager Neil makes playoffs next year.
That is out on a limb. This is where we need a soundboard.
We'll quickly pose this idea to the group. Because I know people, even though people were like, because some people wanted an 8-team league or 8 playoff, you know, I think that, you know, we have 21 weeks of the regular season. They got to be worth something, you know? And for those worried about engagement, I would love to introduce a new draft order idea.
Hot off the press
with, instead of everybody's favorite lottery balls, which don't you worry, I will find some way to incorporate into the league. And obviously this would have to be next year starting as we have already had some of the consolation bracket play. But it would be the winner of the consolation bracket has first choice of where he wants to pick in the first round. So most likely that's going to be the first round pick or first overall pick. And then kind of reverse order through the consolation. So 2 through 6 then get their choice of picking. And then playoff teams, 6 through 1, then get their chance to pick. So 12th, whoever wins doesn't get a choice whether or not. Typically it's either like 11 or 12 because some people want the back-to-back. But yeah, you know, that could be a way to keep engagement going, give everybody something to play through for throughout. Just something to chew on.
Yeah, a little nugget there at the end. And I know that there's been a number of rule changes or kind of, yeah, I guess rule changes would be the right way of putting it, that have been discussed in draft at best amongst a number of the league mates.
Yeah, we haven't really had any big changes since the old expansion. This could be something I think would be good. I think maybe we remove the first overall, first not being able to trade the first rounder. I don't think people will necessarily, but the league is
unless a much
stronger place.
One time.
I'm not too worried about people bailing because there's enough people to want to take their spots and have a potential disadvantaged team. But
that's true. So, well, you know, I'm sure we'll have lots of time to cover it.
But good luck to our semifinalists.
Yes, good luck to everyone still going.
Yeah, and sorry we took so long to get back to you. We missed it. I know you guys missed it, but we're back, and hopefully we'll have some fun summer content. Maybe I don't want to make promises and under deliver. So we'll capitalize that with a maybe.
Oh, there'll be something. I mean, it's heading into a keeper cycle. The only question is whether or not we release it for everyone to make our draft picks about, because you know how well everyone received our glowing praise for Brady Tkachuk, and then just let him slide all the way to me in the second round.
That was
like one of the most shocking moments of my entire life.
Have you ever watched what's the movie, George Clooney? He's like a Wall Street talk show host kind of guy.
Ocean's 11.
No. Might have been Ocean's 12, actually. But anyways, the show gets hijacked by somebody with a gun, hijacking on air. And he tries to do this thing where he gets all of his viewers to buy a stock to get a little bump in the price.
Oh, yeah?
And everybody sells it instead, so it goes down. And that's how I feel like the league treats our recommendations, a.k.a. Brady Tkachuk.
It seems that way.
Yeah. You got anything to say as we wrap this one up?
Yeah, just good luck to the final four. It's exciting. Yeah. I'm waiting with bated breath, and I think we can find some time to squeeze in a semis recap and a finals preview come next week.
I'm sure we can. Yeah, a little maybe Easter Monday evening, but
oh yeah, anyway, big holiday weekend coming up. That
I
know. Is
I gotta drive to Fernie on the Thursday, and that's a big day, and I'm gonna be like, I gotta pull over at 4:55 to make sure my guys are starting.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bob.
The mountain time. Yeah, Bob will understand.
Oh, he will. I mean, he can't do anything anyways, so.
It's true.
Passenger princess. Anyways. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great week, and we missed you.
Bye-bye.